welcome to Ask the Educator, a podcast brought to you by Healthmark Industries. Are you a sterile processing technician or manager? Maybe you work in infection prevention or biomedical engineering. Whether you're a frontline tech, endoscopy tech, OR nurse, or surgical services administrator, you undoubtedly have influence in medical device processing at your facility. In each episode, we speak with experts from the Healthmark Clinical Affairs team, industry leaders, or special guests from the trenches to answer your questions and bring you relevant industry information, equipping you for excellence in medical device processing. My name is Kevin Anderson, and I will be your host. Now let's get started. Hello, everyone. This is Kevin Anderson with the Ask the Educator podcast. With me, I have a co-host for the first time ever, Adam Okada. Adam, thanks for joining me on this episode. I'm looking forward to this interview.
Oh, yeah, me too. This is one of the most exciting topics I think we've ever had on the podcast. So, yeah, it's a great time to be a co-host for the first time.
Thanks, Adam. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. And so without further ado, I'd just like to introduce our guest, Itai Gaffney. And I said it right this time.
Yes, perfectly. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you for reaching out and wanting to share more about this platform that you've come up with. But before we get into that part, I just want people to have the opportunity to learn a little bit about you and what your background is.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. Yeah. So as you heard, my name is Itai, and I am a CEO of FlareJot. And my background is coming from design and product development, especially software. I spent many years in different startups and enterprise companies and been working on FlareJot for the last 4 years.
Wow. So how in the world does a software engineer by trade and by career, how did they get introduced to the sterile processing space? How did that work out for you?
Yeah. So it's a great question because, you know, usually you come from the domain.
Yeah.
Working on something. What I've been doing is been working with my co-founder, Soren Harner, for the last 6 years or so in different companies. When we decided we would like to work together, we were looking at an area that we can apply technology in a way that it's not been applied yet, but to really use capabilities that are used elsewhere in different domains and really make a dent in reality to the positive, right? So we were looking at areas that have a high cost of error. So we were looking for places where there is a frontline worker that needs to do a lot of things and have a lot of responsibilities. And the outcome is really, really critical. And we looked at different areas like manufacturing or retail or other things around kind of supply chain. And we thought that in order really to make an impact, we need to work on something that the cost is not just money. The cost should be something more, even more important. And this is where healthcare came along. And we were looking at different scenarios in healthcare in which we can apply our vision of what we would like to do. And that kind of in a nutshell is that we developed an understanding of how to create a system that can map or bridge between physical object and digital systems. Meaning we can do things, we can understand how the physical scene is laid out and apply different rules or guidelines or verification on it. And as we were looking into these different scenarios, we happened to be invited to attend a one-day seminar over the weekend about sterile processing at the Stanford Children's Hospital. So, you know, I went in, no expectation, and I got blown away by the challenges and especially by the people that actually taking on these challenges in the SPD department. And I just fell in love with the problem and I fell in love with the people. And we decided to focus on this.
Wow. Yeah. So that's kind of similar to my experience. I was an OR nurse. When I came down to sterile processing, I thought I knew some things about sterile processing. And then I realized how much I really didn't. So I totally understand what you're saying about the people, about the process, about the department. Passionate people with a lot of things on their plate that really matter a great deal. And I think this solution you came up with is pretty fascinating. And, you know, speaking of that, what did you see in the sterile processing department that kind of made you think about this project in particular?
Yeah, that's a great question. So again, as a person that was not used to, you know, to be in a SPD or to see a process, really kind of a newbie, like being a fly on the wall, but in a very clean, sterile way in the SPD department, I noticed things that are things like people need to remember a lot of stuff. And people need to be able to identify instruments that are pretty much the same, but from different vendors. And there is a lot of retention problems. So there is a lot of new people. And I see always senior people kind of shadowing and helping the new people. And I thought, you know, there is a lot of things around knowledge capture and be able to identify stuff that we can help with. But to be honest, the number one reason that really got me into that is when I was asking people about a specific instrument and they didn't know what it was, could not identify it, they basically Googled the SKU. And then the results came from Google, from eBay, from all kinds of places of different instruments in different conditions. And I was thinking to myself, you know, if I ever need to go into surgery, I really hope that the tray that will be prepared for that will not be done using eBay and Google image search. So this is really when it's connected the dot and gave me some personal motivation to say, you know, Sori and I coming from the background of enterprise system, big data, analytics, computer vision, augmented reality, all the things that can really be impactful for this specific use case and for these frontline workers that working long shifts in a windowless basement. And we just said, you know what, there is something there, and we went for that. And from a technology perspective, we see that as kind of a very complicated task to be able to recognize and identify surgical instruments using computer vision, because it's a lot of similar widgets from metal, sometimes placed on metals or on different, you know, towels and stuff. It's not a very clean environment from a computer vision perspective. So we actually took upon ourselves to focus on this really hard problem first, because every other problem, like recognizing whether you're wearing a shirt like another celebrity or whatever, it's much easier. So we were looking at really a hard computer vision problem that we can have an impact with.
I don't know, Adam, was this something that maybe would have helped you out as a new SPD tech?
Oh, absolutely. I can't tell you the number of times that I've thought that myself. Like, I wish there was a way that we could just take a picture of this and identify it. And Itai has found that solution for us. And it's just such a cool process. Itai, what can sterile processing technicians, how can they use your application to, you know, improve their performance in the job?
Yeah, that's a great question. So first of all, we're providing SID, Surgical Instrument Directory, for free. So you can just go to layerjot.com and register for it, and you can use it on your mobile phone or on your PC with a webcam. And we are about to release native apps for Android and iOS. So I don't know exactly when this podcast will be broadcast, but within June timeframe, you will be able to download it from the App Store. And therefore, what you can do with it, you can use SID in order to find information about instruments. You can search using text. We have some predefined keywords like key vendors or categories like forceps and so forth. You can search by length, by inches and centimeter, or you can actually just switch into the computer vision side and just snap two photos of that instrument, and we will give you the results of the instruments we can recognize that matching that specific item. Now, all of that is great to get you into the initial information about the instrument. So that would include its description and its name and some measurements. But we went further. We have integrated information from the FDA, for example, of purpose and use, so you can know what this instrument is used for. And we added the ability for anyone in the community to add pictures and notes and videos that would explain how to maintain that instrument, how to prepare it, what to inspect, and other things. Because one of the things that we believe in is that this community can help itself. And the people in the community are so amazing and so knowledgeable. So they really would like to share knowledge. In my past life, I used to work for a large enterprise company named SAP, and I used to run the content side of the SAP Developer Network. We build a community of developers that really helped each other to be able to develop this better software. And in this case, it's very similar. You have people that have been doing it for 20 years and you have people who are doing it for less than two. And how do you bridge that gap? And how do you keep knowledge within the organization? And we thought that Seed will be a great opportunity to give a platform to the community to start collaborate on, to add content, to be able to add knowledge and share it between themselves. And that's kind of our motivation with this free platform for everyone.
That makes me wonder how, as a user of this application, how easy is it to kind of put information into the system that others can use and benefit from?
Well, that's pretty simple. When you have searched for something and you did not find any, because we currently have about 65,000 instruments and we're adding more and more.
Wow.
But sometimes we have a vendor that you may come for a very specific niche, author or something that use a vendor that we don't have in the system. There is an option for you just to add an instrument, and you can basically add a vendor SKU description and photo of that instrument and then share it with the rest of the community. We do moderate all the contributions, and we have SPD technicians who are working with us in order to make sure that the right information is being entered by other members. And as we will grow, we will probably open that role of a moderator to more people in the community to give them the ability to help others and to help us to be able to review all the information from this fire hose to make sure that everything is accurate and fed back into the community as quickly as possible. And we spend about 2 years developing the technology that allow us to recognize instruments that were new to us almost in real time. So we encourage people to take 10 photos or 20 photos of instruments on our specific mat so we can get measurements correctly. And then they send all of these pictures to us. We just review them. And as soon as we approve them, these instruments can be recognized by all the community members. So imagine that your hospital is contributing and you have a lot of instruments that you care about. By doing that, you're helping many other hospitals that may not get to that and many other technicians that may not be as familiar as you with that specific instrument.
You know, I'm kind of glad you brought up the mat because I happened to notice this thing, and I don't know if it was online through a social media post or just through your website. I happened to see that mat sitting there, and it looks like it's basically the size of a regular piece of paper. Is that right?
Yeah. So the mat is kind of an ongoing story. We have a love-hate relationship with it. So the system can work without the mat, okay. But it's much more accurate when you have the mat because it has all kind of markers on them that allow us to measure and adjust the image to a specific size. And that also allow us to have an area that is totally white so we can calibrate colors and other things. So there is some technical reasons that are doing that. And the barrier for the user of having to have the mat is known, and we are working to remove it. But for now, we still need it. But the interesting thing about the mat is that we've been experimenting with a lot of different things, different pads and different materials. And at the end of the day, we had one of the SPD managers said, why can't I just print it? I have a printer here. I'm printing the count sheets. Why can't I just print it and throw it away? And we're like, yes, I guess we tried to over-engineer it.
Right.
But the bottom line is that you can print it on any printer and then use it. But we also found a very specific paper that is tear-proof and waterproof, and you can clean it and so forth. And we are actually going to offer people a startup kit that we're going to give them a few of these printed mats on this special paper for them to use, and then instructions how to get more of that paper. But at the end of the day, it's kind of nice to have the mat because it's putting a very clean area for you to work on and to identify stuff versus the pile of instruments you're going to assemble and put in the tray, for example. So there is a good and bad in that, Matt, but it's here for now. We'll see later.
It's funny because I was thinking about like the surface that everyone is working on, and usually it's stainless steel, and having a stainless steel instrument against another stainless steel backdrop could be challenging for, I would guess, for the machine learning aspect of things. But the reason I asked about the mat as well was because of the various sizes of instruments too. So if somebody were to have an enormous instrument that didn't fit on the mat, should they still go about trying to get all these pictures and things like that for you? And what would that look like?
Yeah, the mat is not creating a fence. It's basically creating some anchors. And if the instrument is going beyond the mat in each direction, that's fine as well, as long as we have the whole instrument and the mat in the same photo. So there is no problem with that. We went with a letter size / A4 paper because it's the most common one to be printed. We have A3 or bigger versions as well. But to be honest, we don't need that. In the future, it may turn into something smaller or may go away altogether. But like you said, the main purpose we have now is to differentiate the area that you're doing identification from the mess of other instruments that may be there. Although our system can recognize multiple instruments at once, for the purpose of SID, we are focusing on one-by-one instruments. We have other services that we may talk later on that help you with tray assembly that can work with multiple instruments. And for that scenario, it may be more relevant.
Yeah, Itai, I was going to ask you, like, that kind of brings me to my next question, which was, what do you think future developments or what kind of future do you see for SID and LayerJot moving forward with this?
Yeah, so what we would like to do is to really dig into SID and to go into two specific vectors or specific areas. One is to establish the biggest, widest, best catalog of surgical instruments across vendors that is not just computer vision enabled, that you can recognize it, but even a simple thing as having a photo, multiple photos per instrument will be a huge help for the community. So by getting people to crowdsource and to help us build that specific catalog, that's kind of our number one goal. The second one is to really improve the user experience and really make SID part of your daily workflow. And for that, we talked about it a little bit in the previous call, but just to go through some of the ideas. Right now, and again, taking from my user experience background, I was trying to create experiences that were very natural to people. So we created two things. One is a mobile app that you can easily, like an Amazon app or a shopping app, take photos of things and it tell you what it is and you can do things and get information. So that was a known paradigm. The second is using a webcam connected to your PC station and have everything done using either the touch screen or a keyboard. So again, we would like to do that. And we have technologies of hand tracking and gesture recognition that allow us basically to start creating experiences that will allow you to use SID in a way that it's really, really innovative. And I'll give you a couple of examples. Imagine, as this is an audio podcast, imagine that you are placing an instrument under a camera and you have a preview of it on the screen or not, and you just lay two fingers on it, and then the computer tells you what it is. You put three fingers on it, and it's basically marked it as assembled for a specific tray you're working on. So really not touching anything. Or imagine that you're wearing smart glasses, and you just need to look at the instrument, and there is a laser pointer that follow you around. And as soon as you put the laser on a specific instrument and wait a second, it tells you what it is in your ear. So all of these products we already have, like we have prototypes and we have these different technologies that we demonstrate in different shows. But imagine if you are a technician in Decon and you don't need to touch a screen in order to do any actions, because all you need to do is hand gestures and just say, thumbs up, this is clean, thumbs down, this is broken. And as we recognize what the instrument is, this is already doing the data entry for you. So our vision for SID is to be able to recognize any surgical instrument that you're using and be able to start applying logic to it and using hand gestures and other things to give you the ability to do data entry in a way that will be very easy for you and also something that will save you a lot of time and errors while doing this data entry.
Gosh, that sounds so futuristic, but it sounds really cool at the same time. You know, I don't know about you, Adam, but I'll sign up for somebody to try out the new glasses and give them a whirl.
You got it.
Oh, yeah. We're on board. We'll be your beta testers right here.
You got it. Yeah, we are attending again another. There was an AWE conference in the San Francisco area this week for augmented reality. And we are presenting some of our solution with some augmented reality glasses developer partner that really showcased that as part of their different things. But yeah, I'll be happy to later on kind of share some more links and other things you can share with the listeners.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, so I can't help but think about another possible application for this. And this isn't, you know, to some of our sterile processing folks have actually come from the OR. So I'm just curious, have you crossed over to showing this to the operating room nurses and surgical technologists? Because one of the burdens as a new employee in that arena is learning all those instruments. And it's a huge challenge, as you can imagine, just like it is for sterile processing. So I was just curious if you've actually broken the ice in those arenas as well.
Yes, we have. Right now, we are focusing on SEED to be able to really recognize all the instruments. For the OR, we have two things. We're working with companies that are doing tracking systems. So we have a product called EasyTray, and you can see a little bit on our website. In the next version of EasyTray, you will be able to learn all the instruments that are part of a tray before you need to assemble them, just to, as information. And this is something that is great for OR and for medical students and so forth. In the future, we may release a product that we have that is called OR Stats, that actually doing OR counting and utilization analysis. So the idea is that you have an ability to monitor the back table and to see what was used, what was not used, and be able to help with that. But as you know, being to the OR, this is a more hectic environment, even more than the SPD. So we are doing our first steps in the SPD to make sure that we have great accuracy of recognizing the instruments and building the right experiences for the OR to make sure that the focus is stay on the patient and not on any other technology around it.
That sounds awesome. So, Adam, do you have any final questions or thoughts or anything like that for Itai?
Just how can we find this? How can we find the information on SID and LayerJot? And as a sterile processing person, how can I sign up to try to, you know, take pictures and start using it?
Yeah. So just go to LayerJot.com and there is a way for you to register for free. You can register to our newsletters as well, and you will get updates and product roadmap activities and onboarding and tips and tricks. In the future, we are going to add some more testimonials and some videos from users who explains how they use the system. So just go to LayerJot.com and start your journey with SID.
Excellent. Itai, thank you so much for this interview and for your time and for just helping out the sterile processing industry with such a cool digital solution that pretty much all of us struggle with funds and getting the tools that we need in sterile processing. That's very common, but you've developed something that we can use right on our mobile phone that pretty much all of us have, or our desktop or laptop computer, whatever we're using in the department. So kudos to you for doing such an amazing job bringing a real tool that's accessible to the sterile processing department without breaking the bank. So thank you so much for that. Is there any final things that we should know about your project before we wrap up?
Yeah, so SID is for the SPD community and the OR tech community. It's a platform. The technology is as good as the content that you guys will help us feed into it. So please try it out. Send us feedback on how we can make it better and help us learn more instruments to identify and to provide accurate content so you can benefit from it.
Excellent. Well, thank you again. I really appreciate your time and your efforts in helping out the industry. It's awesome.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
That wraps up our interview with Itai Goffney, CEO at LayerJot. Adam and I had a great time getting to know Itai a little bit during the planning of this podcast, and he had nothing but great things to say about the people in the sterile processing industry. Using solutions that he had used in other industries, Itai and his team were able to develop the Surgical Instrument Directory, better known as SID. This is an application designed to help you, the frontline technicians, do a better job identifying surgical instruments and to find out more critical information about those instruments. Soon there will be a SID application in the Android and Apple App Stores. But now you can access the SID app right from your phone in the browser and get started identifying all your surgical instruments. You will find this easy-to-use application on the web at layerjot.com/SID. Go check it out. I want to thank you all for listening. Please remember to subscribe and to share our podcast with others. Thank you. All opinions expressed on this show are those of the presenters. Before using any medical device, it is important to review the device manufacturer's instructions for use.